Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94. WIP, Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show here on a Football Friday. We've got a lot to get to. Eagles-Jets on Sunday up in MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands. We'll get to the game. Thoughts, picks later on, some guests, Steve Fezzik. We got NFL stuff and a Sixers game tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. So a lot to touch on tonight. But we got to start with the biggest story right now around the Eagles, and it is the ambiguity, that's the word I'll use, the uncertainty around if Jalen Hurts is going to play or not. A couple days ago, I said, if Jalen Hurts isn't healthy, he shouldn't play. This is why you have a backup quarterback in Gardner Minshew, and I still believe that. And today, Nick Sirianni did not make it sound like it is a lock at all that Jalen Hurts plays. But despite what I said the other night about, yes, they should put a healthier quarterback out there versus a non-healthy quarterback, that I believe. It doesn't mean this is a good thing for the Philadelphia Eagles. In fact, I think it's a bad thing. And as I look at the game on Sunday, I know, and you know, Howard was on with us a couple nights this week, and he kind of laughed at the Jets, poo-pooed the Jets. We all could do that, right? The Jets have never beaten the Eagles. I mean, if there's one city that's going to laugh at the Jets more than any other city, it's this one. We have never watched the Philadelphia Eagles lose to the New York Jets, ever in the history of the league. So any thought that this could be an upset or something crazy could happen, I know it doesn't exist in your mind. And I look at the game on Sunday, and I say if Gardner Minshew has to play, if he's the only healthy quarterback available to play and start on Sunday, and Jalen Hurts is ruled out, if that happens, and it certainly could, I'm not feeling great because I believe the Eagles' offense will be worse with Gardner Minshew. Worse. And like what I'm saying right now shouldn't come off as a crazy thing. He's the backup quarterback. Inherently, he should be worse. But I've noticed a lot, and I have felt a lot, and the other night when we had the conversation about who should start if Jalen is banged up, you know, we had a lot of callers say, yeah, I'm curious to what this will look like with Gardner Minshew. I wonder what it'll look like with Gardner Minshew. I don't, because I think I know. Not great. Gardner Minshew is not going to improve this offense. There is a reason Gardner Minshew is a backup quarterback. There's a reason that Gardner Minshew was a sixth-round pick. There's a reason why after playing in the NFL for 2 years, he was traded for a sixth-round pick. Gardner Minshew's not very good. And I'm not trying to sit here and tell you that Jalen Hurts is an all-pro. He's not either. He's trying to find his way in the NFL. But there's something that Jalen Hurts brings to this offense that Gardner Minshew does not bring to the offense, and that is his legs. The entire Eagles offense right now runs off of Jalen Hurts' legs. Everything, the run game, Jalen in the run game, and even most of the drop-back pass game goes off of Jalen Hurts' legs. And I look at the game on Sunday, and if we're going to watch Gardner Minshew out there, I believe the Eagles offense will be worse. This team has averaged about 25 points per game. I don't think they're getting 25 points with Gardner Minshew at quarterback on Sunday. 215-592-9494. As I look at this, and I understand there is a feeling and a kind of a curiosity factor because the pass game for the Eagles has been below average this year. Often it has been poor. It's been inefficient. It's not been, you know, the rhythm to this passing offense has not progressed the way I think any of us have wanted, the way Jalen Hurts has wanted, the way Sirianni has wanted. I mean, the game ended last week with a drop from last year's first-round pick. And this year's first-round pick throwing his helmet. So, I mean, the pass game obviously isn't right now. I think we all could see that. But I don't have any good conviction to believe that Gardner Minshew coming in is going to change things considerably. And we just might get it. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from the head coach today as we start discussing whether or not this offense will be better or worse with Gardner Minshew in there. Because I get the sense today listening to Nick Sirianni that it's not even close to a lock that Jalen Hurts is the starter on Sunday. Here is what Nick Sirianni had to say when asked.
We still got time to make that decision. Jalen's questionable. But we still have a little less than 48 hours to let the body heal, see what's going on, even a little bit more. So that it's an unknown right now.
It's an unknown right now. Let the body heal. Less than 48 hours to figure this out. That doesn't sound like there's much conviction there from the Eagles head coach. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. I think the Eagles offense will be worse without Jalen Hurts on Sunday, and that is with acknowledging it's not been very good. You know, it's not been great. It's been spotty, up and down, good moments, a lot of bad moments, and a lot of moments where it makes you wonder what else could this offense look like. But I don't think this is going to be better with Gardner Minshew out there. Number one, the offense is driven by Jalen Hurts' legs. Like, Gardner Minshew, although he's got some mobility to him, he's not a statue back there, the run game doesn't exist the way it exists the last 5-6 weeks without Jalen Hurts' legs. Bottom line, he ran for 77 yards last week, and every time I watch the run game now, it's not just that it's him running. You know, these are not separate plays. Regular run plays, Jalen Hurts run plays. It's all within the context of the offense. The run game all goes off of defenses being afraid that Jalen Hurts is going to keep the ball and run. So they keep the defensive end. They crash the defensive end. They don't look at the running back. They kind of hold the linebacker for an extra second, and it's made Jordan Howard look better than he is. It's made Miles Sanders look better than he is. It's made Boston Scott look better than he is. You put Gardner Minshew back there, I don't believe this running game is as efficient or as dynamite as it's been. So then, okay, well, maybe the run game won't be as good without Jalen Hurts. Well, the passing game sure will be better, right? Because Gardner Minshew's a better thrower. All right. Well, what is he throwing to on Sunday? Like, really, what are the Eagles' weapons? I know this was a big conversation in this city the last couple years when the last quarterback struggled. We talked about the weapons. Were they good enough? I mean, I think we can all be honest. The Eagles still have a bottom five wide receiving core in the NFL. Bottom five. Devontae Smith has shown some nice promise as a rookie. I like Devontae Smith. Don't love him, but I like him. He's going to be a good player. Jalen Reagor? He might be the worst starting wide receiver in the NFL. And Quez Watkins makes a play once every 3 weeks, and I think he could be more, but he's not right now. That's the wide receiving core on Sunday? And when they put Greg Ward out there, he'll drop a pass by the goal line. So Gardner Minshew, who's a backup quarterback, has to come in and use and try to throw to one of the worst wide receiving cores in the entire NFL. Not exactly a recipe for success here. And let's not forget, what is Gardner Minshew? I mean, Gardner Minshew was drafted in the sixth round. Got a chance to play as a rookie because Nick Foles got hurt and broke his collarbone the first week of the season. And then last year when he came into the season as a starter for the first time, he went 1-7 before losing his job. And then when he was going to be traded this year because the Jaguars got the number one overall pick and they took Trevor Lawrence, so obviously they're going to, you know, try to get something for this former starter they had. It made sense. It wasn't really a knock on him. It just was, well, he's never going to play there again, so trade him. Okay. And they put him on the market. And the Eagles got him for a sixth-round pick. Like, what are we talking about with Gardner Minshew? This isn't a guy with much pedigree. It's a guy with much success in terms of wins and losses in the NFL. He's a backup quarterback that got to play a little bit on a bad football team. And now asking him to come in here with a team that doesn't have a really efficient group of weapons to throw to or a really good group of weapons to throw to, a passing game that all kind of evolves off of Jalen Hurts' legs, and to ask him just to hand the ball off when the team they're facing will know he's not going to really run it, this doesn't feel like a recipe for success to me. 215-592-9494. I know there's a lot of curiosity out there. What would this offense look like with Gardner Minshew? Are the pass game struggles because Jalen Hurts doesn't have a strong enough arm? What do we got? Maybe there's something there with Gardner Minshew. Maybe we find out something about Nick Sirianni's offense. I don't have those feelings. You know what I have? I have some worry about this game on Sunday if it's Minshew, because I believe the offense will be worse. The Eagles are averaging 25 points per game. I don't think they're going to go to play the Jets, and I know the Jets are bad, and rack up 27 or 30 or 33 points with Gardner Minshew back there. 2-1. I hope I'm wrong. 215-592-9494. And one last thing before we go to the phone lines on all this. It's not like, you know, Minshew or Hurts this weekend has the complete stable of running backs to just line it up and run the ball 35 or 40 times. Has anyone noticed Jordan Howard is not practiced again this week? He's going to be out. How about Boston Scott? He's out with an illness. He hopefully will play, but he didn't practice again today. Miles Sanders? The next time Miles Sanders shows he can hold up for 20 or 25 carries in the NFL will be the first time. So what are we talking about here? What is the running game if there's no Jalen Hurts? It's a fragile Miles Sanders, it is a sick Boston Scott, and it is Kenny Gainwell? That's the running game on Sunday? So if the Jets line up and stop that running game, or slow that running game down, and there's no Jalen Hurts as part of the running game because he's not playing, we're going to say, hey, Gardner, go get him. Go throw to Jalen Reagor. We'll be all right. No big deal. 215-592-9494. That is how everyone gets in tonight. Let's talk about this. Will the Eagles' offense be better or worse if Gardner Minshew is the quarterback on Sunday. I say it'll be worse. This is the opponent is a really soft landing spot for Gardner Minshew, but the whole situation is not great. It's a run-based team without their running quarterback, with their running backs banged up, and a poor wide receiving core. That doesn't feel like it's set up for success for Gardner Minshew. Tucker, what do you think? Better or worse, this Eagles offense, if we see Minshew on Sunday?
I mean, I said before the season, and I still believe today, if you had to win one football game, I would take Gardner Minshew over Jalen Hurts. I think Gardner Minshew is a far superior passer of the football. He's shown in the NFL, and he's shown in his two-plus seasons in the NFL that he is more than capable as a passer. He's probably an above-average quarterback. Conservatively, I would say he's a top 20 NFL quarterback, which is something that I'm not sure you can say about Jalen Hurts, even though he has played well in recent weeks. I don't know how it could get worse, quite honestly. I understand that this is an offense built around Jalen Hurts' legs in the running game, but quite honestly, there is no running game this week, right? If Miles Sanders is still banged up, if Jordan Howard isn't there, I mean, if Nick Sirianni's idea, even with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback, is to run the ball 45 times, I just don't know where those carries are coming through, right? So no matter what, I think of this game and I think of this game plan as being sort of a pass-heavy game plan, and I think, quite honestly, against the Jets, you can get away with that because this team is that bad that you can experiment and you can do different things that you haven't done with success before and get away with it. But when I look at Gardner Minshew, I mean, he's more than capable of running the ball. He's averaged 30 yards a game for his career on the ground. He's played well at times in Jacksonville. He got benched last year in Jacksonville because he was too good and they wanted to tank to try and get Trevor Lawrence, which we know now was a mistake. Quite honestly, I think he gives them a better shot to win, not just next week, but really any game this year.
Well, you say he got benched because he was too good. I mean, they were 1-7 in his starts. He was doing the job to tank on his own. Right?
Yeah, but that wasn't his fault.
No,
do you really think Mike Glennon gave them a better chance to win than Gardner Minshew?
I don't, and I get your point, but it's not like he was winning games when he was in there. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Tucker thinks the Eagles' offense will be better if Gardner Minshew has to play. I say absolutely not. This is a run-based offense, and the running quarterback might not be out there. And I understand Minshew had some mobility, but, you know, my eyes told me when I watched him play, it was more in the scramble game, and he could move around. Like, it wasn't designed runs. The couple plays last week where they ran basically, you know, Hurts through the tackle box, right? He was running like a running back on those plays. Gardner Minshew's not running those plays.
He's a willing runner, though.
He's a willing runner. Yeah,
I think he has the personality of someone who could do it.
I think that's a great...
Would it be successful? Maybe not, but he'd love the opportunity.
Sure he would. I think that's a great adjective for Gardner Minshew. Willing. Successful is a different word. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go to the phones here, I want to play this for you because I think it's important to kind of just realize this because it is what the offense is. Greg Cosell, NFL Films, what he does for a living is break down the film on these things. Listen to what he says, this was this week, about the Eagles' offense. What is the Eagles' offense? Here's Greg Cosell.
30,000 feet worldview is that this is an offense that is now built on Jalen Hurts as a runner. This is not a passing offense. It's built on Jalen Hurts as a runner. They're adding layers to the design quarterback run game. They're adding layers to what they do formationally in the backfield and how they get to multiple and different run game concepts. That's who they are right now because Jalen Hurts is not a natural passer.
So, he's not wrong. I mean, I agree with what he said. And you want to say it's a knock on Hurts? That's fine. But the reality is this offense that Gardner Minshew has to parachute into is a running offense. You know, it took Nick Sirianni, what, 8 weeks, 10 weeks to figure out to run the football? You think in a week he can flip this offense and design, you know, smart, efficient passing concepts for a different kind of quarterback? We really trust Sirianni to do this on the fly? I mean, the Jets might be so bad they get away with it, but I don't think this offense is going to look particularly good on Sunday if it is Gardner Minshew in there. Gary is up on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Gary. What do you think on this?
The reason I called was about, I had two things. Jalen Reagor had a comment about the parents' issue with sayings that they tell their children. But as far as Minshew and Jalen Hurts. If Jalen Hurts can't run up and down the field like he does, then I think they should put in Minshew, and then Jalen will have 2 weeks to get better.
I agree with you, Gary. I mean, I agree with that thought, and that's probably what they have to do. Do you think the offense will be better with Minshew?
I don't know. I don't think it'll be better when Jalen's playing really good. It might be better than he put, you know, than the way he played last week.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be hard to be worse than that. Gary, I appreciate the. I mean, it would be hard to be worse than what Jalen was last week. He had a bad game. But overall, this season, the Eagles have averaged about 25 points per game with Jalen Hurts as their quarterback. I don't think they're getting over that with Gardner Minshew on Sunday. And I'm saying that knowing they're going up against the Jets, who are putrid. I don't think this offense is going to suddenly erupt for 30 points on Sunday because Gardner Minshew's pulling the trigger at quarterback. I don't see that. This is not an offense that even has a great options in the passing game. Like, how often do you watch these dropbacks when Hurts is a thrower and say, wow, he's open, what a concept. I mean, we rarely say that. I mean, we were Zapruder filming the last play of the game, and people were screaming and yelling because Devontae Smith had a step short of the sticks. This is what we're, like, dreaming of here. This is the passing game that Sirianni has created right now. It's not great. I mean, Hurts has not been efficient enough. And last week he was bad. We all know that. But for the most part, it's not like, you know, they're leaving touchdowns on the field in the passing game. Maybe early in the season, there were some against the Chiefs and a couple other games, the 49ers, but the last 5 or 6 weeks, that's not what the offense is. It's a running offense. You take the running quarterback out of it and you put a backup quarterback in. I don't think we're getting a better offense with Gardner Minshew. Do you? Joe is up on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I hope I get my birthday wish this weekend. If Jalen Hurts is out, man, you know, I hope Minshew goes in there and does his job. You know, he's a backup for a reason. You know, just like Nick Foles came in there and won some game for us. I just think that, you know, more so, you know, Minshew is going to have a good game if he does play. It's going to be more so the defense, stopping these guys, taking the ball away, you know, getting a couple fumbles or interceptions in that game in order for us to win the game. You know, but I think that we're going to be fine. You know, the Jets is not like a threat, like, you know.
Well, you know what, Joe, I think that, yeah, I think they'll be fine. So when your phone was breaking up a little bit, Joe, I appreciate your phone call. I think they'll be fine in that I doubt the Jets are going to, you know, I mean, the Jets stink. Let's just put it that way. The Jets are a bad football team, and I don't think that the Eagles are necessarily going to lose the game if Gardner Minshew has to play. I think they could get through this game. It's why I said the other night if Hurts is hurting, that this is why you have a backup quarterback. But it doesn't mean I think it's going to look better or they're going to score more points or it's going to be a, you know, all of a sudden they light it up. I don't think that's going to happen. And also, I will point out on the whole thing about they're playing the Jets. I mean, the Eagles only have two more wins than the Jets. I mean, like, the Jets aren't the Lions. The Jets beat the Bengals earlier this year. The Jets beat the Titans earlier this season. I mean, the Jets have some wins at home this year against some pretty good teams that you could say are better than the Eagles right now. So the idea that, oh, whatever, we'll just experiment this week. I mean, are the Eagles good enough to be experimenting against anyone not named the Lions?
No, so what I would do is start a quarterback who has previously beaten the Jets in his career, maybe one who threw for 280 yards and 3 touchdowns as a rookie. Does that sound good to you?
No, because Jalen Hurts hasn't even had a chance to play the Jets yet. Plus, it doesn't need any Eagles quarterback could beat the Jets. Don't you know your history? 11-0. Against the New York Jets. Let's talk to Mad Mike in King of Prussia. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What are you thinking on this?
First off, I want to point out that this five games that everybody says Jalen Hurts played really well, he went for 54% completion percentage and 143 yards passing. If you subtract, all he does is he's just a runner. All he is a runner, and we need to be honest with ourselves about who this guy is. And you know what I want? I want chaos. So I hope Gardner plays. I hope he throws for like 350 yards. I hope Jalen Reagor has 175 yards receiving. And I hope it just creates this whole controversy. And then they magically say, oh, Jalen's hurt worse than we thought. And they just bench him that way. And like they just started a whole nother. Because that was, you know how much fun that would be? Like, it would be so much fun just for that kind of chaos and controversy again. Like, that's what I'm looking for because I think this team's a joke. I think Howie Roseman's a joke. And at this point, I just want to laugh at it. So I hope that's what happens.
Well, selfishly, you know, at WIP, we always want quarterback controversy, right? That's what we do around here. But, I mean, wait a second, Mike. I know your feelings on Howie, but if Minshew plays well, you got to give Howie a little pat on the back. That's a good trade.
No, man, and this idea that we constantly have to give Howie Roseman credit for everything that he does, like he brought in a quarterback that basically alienated his his star quarterback, and then he left, and he, we took a $39 million cap hit because of it. And then he brings in this other guy that's a fan favorite because he's just like this weird dude with a mustache that he knows putting him on there is going to start having these kinds of talks. This guy's a moron. And, like, I don't know if he just does this because he likes chaos just like me, but these are the dumbest moves ever. So I'm tired of everybody trying to backdoor give Howie Roseman credit for every dumb thing that he does.
Well, I mean, maybe you and him are more alike than you think. Mike, appreciate the phone call, but that's maybe Mike's worst nightmare. Mike, we always appreciate it. Mike, from King of Prussia, and Howie, one and the same. They both like chaos. I mean, if there's enough people out there like Tucker who think Minshew's the second coming of some sort of star quarterback, then you have to give Howie credit for that because he got him for free in the offseason, in the summer before the season started. 215-592-9494. I know what happens around here. Like I said, I've been part of it. I was on the Nick Foles train when it was time to be on the Nick Foles train. We have like this addiction in this city to the backup quarterback. We always assume the backup's better than the starter. That's not always true. Not always. Sometimes there's something to it. Nick Foles, Carson Wentz, there was something to that. The team played better with the backup. Jeff Garcia had a heck of a run in 2006. But you know what? A.J. Feely wasn't better than Donovan McNabb. He wasn't. It's not always. It's not an every time because it's the backup quarterback of the Eagles. They're suddenly going to play well when they come in. It's not an always thing. Plus, let's also be real. Some of these things in the past when we've had these moments, it was Andy Reid coaching. Andy Reid could coach any quarterback to success. I believe that. It was also Doug Peterson who had a long familiarity with Nick Foles and what he could do. The sudden trust that Nick Sirianni, who like Tucker 2 nights ago said, it took the guy 8 weeks to figure out to run the football with Jalen Hurts. In the course of 3 days, he's going to flip this to a passing offense and it's going to look good? I doubt it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in on this Friday night. It sounds like that there's a real chance Gardner Minshew might have to start on Sunday because Jalen Hurts' ankle is not well enough to get out there. Do you think this Eagles offense would be better with Gardner Minshew? I don't. I think it'll be worse. It is a run-based offense, losing one of its best runners, and the Jets are going to realize this right away and make this guy beat him with his arm against a very, very, I'd say, poor group of wide receivers. 215-592-9494. It is how you hop in. Jalen Hurts, Gardner Minshew. Could come down to Sunday for a game-time decision. I believe the offense will be worse with Minshew. Tucker thinks it would be better. Where do you stand? We'll discuss it on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board, whether or not you're with me or you're a Minshew maniac like Tucker over here, who thinks this Eagles offense will be better if Jalen Hurts can't go on Sunday, and it is...
I mean, they scored 7 points against the Giants.
Right. I mean,
the only place to go is up.
Well, for last week, sure. They're averaging 25 points per game this year. Overall, the offense has been up and down. Certainly not great. But Gardner Minshew's career is not great. And Gardner Minshew's not... I look at Gardner Minshew as he could have a Ryan Fitzpatrick kind of career. So, you know, he's had moments, right? He looks pretty good at times. He also loses games. He also was traded for a sixth-round pick because the league said, there's not much there. I mean, he's Gardner Minshew. He is who he is. And you know what? If this Eagles team was built differently, I think Gardner Minshew could have some success in a brief stint. You know, if he had wide receivers, if he had, you know, a passing game that had some teeth to it, that's not what this offense is. They have completely abandoned the passing game for the most part in terms of design and kind of setting up passes. It's a running team led by a running quarterback. And to just parachute another kind of quarterback in there on game day and assume it's going to be better, I don't see that even though they're playing the New York Jets, who are a pitiful defense. 215-592-9494. Will the Eagles offense be better or worse if it's Minshew on Sunday? I think it'll be worse. Tucker says better. Let's see what Kyle in Doylestown thinks. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Kyle. What are you thinking tonight?
I think the whole thing is a giant smokescreen, and they're trying to throw the Jets off by guessing who the quarterback's going to be. But if you ever heard Jalen Hurts talk and speak and his work ethic and his fight and everything he has in him, there's no way he misses this game. He knows it's his opportunity. He knows he had a down game, and he knows he's got to come back with a vengeance. My only fear is that this is coming from upstairs. It's an ankle. You can tape an ankle. You can take shots. You can have a bunch of stuff to play on an ankle. I think upstairs wants to see if this is a passing team and put somewhat of a passing quarterback back there to see what they do have.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle, I disagree. I mean, I understand the point, and I know teams do things like this, but they were giving Gardner Minshew reps with the first team this week. He never takes reps with the first team, like, you know, since we got out of training camp. Like, they're taking away practice reps this week from Jalen Hurts. Like, the only reason to do that is there's a chance he's not going to play.
Which is very true, and honestly, that's where I get the fear of it's coming from upstairs, and they want to see it because it's an ankle. If his ankle's not broken or he doesn't have any ligament damage, like if it's a sprain, people play on sprained ankles every day of the year. It's not like it's a crucial injury where he's not going to be able to perform. That's where my second point came in, where the fear of it coming from upstairs to see if they do have a passing team at all is to put some sort of a more conventional pocket passer back there to see if he can elevate the team to be a better passing team because they have someone who can zip the rocket.
Yeah, well, I would hope that's not the case, Kyle. We never put anything past the Eagles in the front office and getting involved. Kyle, appreciate the phone call. We know that. That they get involved, and there's times where we find out things and reports come out about, you know, the owner being upset there with running the football too much and Howie having, you know, game day roster input. But when it comes to this, two things. One, yes, some players could play through sprained ankles. And we don't even really know what Jalen Hurts' injury is, do we? His ankle hurts. He got stepped on. I guess sprain is, I mean, he obviously has a break because that would be different. He'd be out. But whatever you want to call it. Yes, some players play on sprained ankles, sure. But, you know, Kyler Murray's missed the last month with a sprained ankle. Every week he's questionable. Every week Kyler Murray is a game-time decision. And then we get to Sunday and we're like, he can't move. You know what? I see a similarity there. Kyler Murray's game is based on his legs. He doesn't run quite as much this year as he has in the past, but his game is still based on his legs and moving in and out of the pocket and avoiding pass rushers and throwing off platform. Jalen Hurts' game, although he's not the same player as Kyler Murray, his game is also based on his legs, running the football, moving in the pocket to find a better lane to throw the ball. I mean, even the last play of the game last week, he didn't stay still. He moved around. If there was pressure, he avoided the pressure. And he was able to throw the ball to Jalen Reagor because he moved. I don't know what the chances are that Jalen plays. And I would say it's better than 50-50 he does play. But I also don't think this is all baloney. Gardner Minshew wouldn't be taking first-team practice reps this week if it was all baloney. I do think there's a chance that Jalen Hurts is not going to play on Sunday. And if he doesn't, I think the offense will be worse with Gardner Minshew. Brian is in Middletown. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, my friend?
Good, Brian. What are you thinking tonight?
Man, as always, I think you're right on point. And Mad Mike, man, needs to chill out. I mean, really. I mean, he goes over the top a bit too much. Listen, I agree with you, first of all. I've seen Hurts get out of a lot of near misses in terms of sacks. I don't know if Minshew is not a statue. He does have some mobility, but certainly not the same amount as Hurts. Here's a question, Joe. Suppose Minshew does play and the offense still falters. You know what? That's going to draw all the attention then back to the head coach. And, you know, if Minshew winds up playing this game, the offense doesn't do well, the passing game is still weak, then all the questions we had about this head coach become front and center. And to me, if Minshew plays and they win, I mean, I know Tucker was saying put up a few more points. Well, putting 10 points up or 17 points up, and even if you get a win with 17 or 20 points, that to me doesn't create a quarterback controversy. I mean, Minshew would have to put like 27 points on the board, 30 points on the board, in order for it to be a legitimate quarterback controversy, assuming they win.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting, Brian, you brought up the other side. Because we all see it, right? If Minshew does play well and lights it up, obviously we'll have a big discussion of who should start the next game. That's obvious. But the other side is out there, too. If he's in there and this offense stinks, it will all go to Sirianni, because then we'll start saying, well, maybe the passing game is just designed poorly, that,
exactly,
rather than the quarterback can't throw the ball.
That's right, because the whole idea of offensive game planning, it's not just the play calling, but it's the play design. And I have questions about that. I really do. And, you know, it's too much to sort of get on here, but, I mean, I don't see seam routes. I don't see, you know, a lot of different things I see on other teams in terms of how they're able to scheme to get their best players open. I mean, I think it's a travesty that your two best offensive weapons in the last game were targeted so few as compared to Jalen Reagor. It makes no sense. You have to design an offense to make sure that those guys get the ball thrown to them.
You're right. You create plays. Get the ball in your playmaker's hands. Brian appreciates the phone call. He's right. And the other part of it, too, look, let's just play it out. Gardner Minshew plays, and the offense stinks on Sunday, right? They get through because the Jets, I mean, Zach Wilson throws three picks, and the Eagles win, I don't know, 19-14. And it's just like ugly, and they just win, and they win, and they get a win, and we move on. But the offense is poor and the passing game is inefficient. You know, there's two things we spotlight after the game. No one's going to be mad at Gardner Minshew. I mean, like, he's a backup quarterback. No one's going to care that he has a tough game in his first start. We will look and we'll say, all right, what is Sirianni doing with this offense? Because he obviously is not doing what he needs to be doing. And the other thing we'll say is, this wide receiving core stinks. Like, other than Devontae Smith, who has had a nice rookie season, and Dallas Goedert has moments, there's not much here. That's part of the reason why I don't feel great about Minshew on Sunday. If he becomes a passing offense on Sunday, it's not so much I don't dislike Minshew. I think he's a very high-end backup quarterback. He's had a lot of starts in his career already. My issue is, who's he throwing the ball to that you feel good about? Jalen Reagor? I mean, the guy is sabotaging the offense right now. Devontae Smith? All right, but I think after last week, there's a blueprint now. Just push these receivers around. You might have a good game plan based on what the Giants did last week. I don't feel good about this passing game with your boy Gardner.
I mean, I think he's just – I agree with you. But also, they've had a passing offense before, right? I mean, even
early
though
they
struggled early in the season, like, do you think that their struggles early in the season were because of Nick Sirianni's concepts, or were they because – Jalen Hurts couldn't throw the football accurately? I'd argue it's a little bit of both, but mostly the latter, right? Like, think back to Tampa Bay.
Right.
There are a lot of plays to be made. There are a lot of reasons why they were at third and long, because Jalen Hurts was missing easy passes. Like, I think the idea that Nick Sirianni's passing concepts are out of date or just don't work are patently false. And I think if you got a quarterback back there who can make enough throws and can complete 65-70% of his passes.
70%?
Yeah, not that crazy.
With this group of receivers?
He was 22-29 in his last start, Joe, against the Baltimore Ravens.
He lost.
Yeah, he lost 40-14, but that's not the point of the story.
Okay. Facts don't matter in our stories at WIP. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Eagles offense, that's how they better or worse if Gardner Minshew has to start. And when you call in, I have something here. We don't usually do much trivia here, except when our buddy Dan from Northeast Philadelphia calls in late in the show.
Mostly boxing trivia.
Boxing trivia. And our buddy Dennis from Mount Laurel throws trivia at me. But I've got one for you guys tonight. I have a little Eagles-Jets nugget here, and I have a prediction. And I know we always say we have the smartest callers, the evening show, I mean, by far. I mean, that's not to knock the morning show callers, midday show callers, afternoon show callers. I mean, they're all smart enough. But clearly, the smartest callers on WIP, smartest listeners on WIP, 6-10. That's just the way it is. But even with that being said, I don't think there's anybody out there listening right now or over the course of the whole show that will know the answer to the question I have. And you know what? If you know, you listen for a while and you think you can get it later, by process of elimination, you might be able to get it. But I have a little nugget about the history of the Jets and the Eagles. And we know the Eagles have never lost to the Jets, 11-0, in their history. And here's the one rule. I'll throw the question when you call in. We'll see if anybody can actually get it. You can't use your smartphone or your whatever you're on, your computer. You can't look it up, okay? Because that's just cheap. Like, don't look up the trivia question, because then anyone could get it. It's not like something I spotted with my eye. It's a trivia question about the Jets-Eagles history. I don't believe anyone we'll know this one when you call it. So we'll have some fun with that. 215-592-9494. I do not believe the Eagles' offense will be better with Gardner Minshew in there. In fact, I think it'll be worse. The Eagles have averaged 25 points per game. I know several people, including Tucker, have said, well, last week they only scored 7. Yeah, they'll score more than 7 with Minshew this week. I mean, overall this year, the base of the offense, 25-ish points a game, I think they'll be worse with Minshew on Saturday, Sunday. And the curiosity of what he might be or how good this thing could be with him in there, I don't get it. I think it'll be worse. Let's talk to Brett, who's in Reading. What's up, Brett?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good, Brett. What's up tonight?
Well, I am going to disagree with you once again.
Okay.
So when that one caller called in saying about, you know, an ankle sprain, no big deal. I don't know what sport you're watching, man. It's called football. You got to use your feet.
And well, especially for mobile, especially mobile quarterbacks.
And there's the other point. You keep wanting to throw Jalen Hurts back on the field with a bad ankle. What is that going to accomplish?
Oh no, Joe? Brett, I don't want to. I agree with the premise that if he's not healthy, he shouldn't play. But that doesn't mean I think the offense will be better without him. I agree that if he's hurt, Gardner Minshew has to play. I've accepted they're going to be a worse offense with Gardner Minshew.
Okay, so I agree they might be a worse offense, but not in the passing game. I bet you that the passing game at least works better. And
why?
Well, because he is a better arm. I mean, he can probably throw it about 55, 60 yards. Jalen Hurts can throw it 40. You've got a better arm strength.
Brett, before you go on, how many throws a game go more than 20 yards, you think, in the NFL? I mean, serious. Like, everyone always keeps telling me, like, 45, 50 yards. How many throws a game?
No, it's not even about the distance he's throwing. It's about how fast he can get it there, too.
But that's a different
story. Look at what Jalen does.
But that's a different story.
Jalen doesn't zip on anything.
But that's a different story. You say Gardner Minshew could throw the ball 55 or 60 yards. I would argue less than one throw per game in the NFL goes that distance. Like, what are we talking about?
And again, okay, fine. I'm not talking about that they're going to throw it 60 yards 17 times in the game. But, Joe, if he can throw the ball on a rope 20 yards to get it in the window where Jalen doesn't and hasn't, then that's what I'm talking about. That's why he'll be better to be able to get it to the people when they need it there, not turning around, trying to grab back at it, not trying to stop in the middle of their route and make an adjustment. That's the point.
If Gardner Minshew could throw the ball on a rope consistently 20-plus yards down the field, Brett, why do you think no one traded more than a sixth-round pick to get him in August?
Because the Jacksonville Jaguars ruin everything they touch.
No, Brett, because no one thinks he's that good. Like, come on.
I don't think he's that good, but he's going to be better than what we've seen, Joe. Be real. Like, Jalen has not been a good passer. He can't throw the ball anywhere down the field with any accuracy. And when I say down the field, I'm talking 25.
But wait a second. Yards. Brett, what about the touchdown of Devontae Smith 3 weeks ago in Denver? What was that?
Devontae.
But wait, the ball
he would have hit the defender in the head.
Brett, turn around. It was a jump ball. It was thrown exactly where it was supposed to be.
I disagree with that, Joe.
The ball was – so where is the ball supposed to go on that play? Like, tell me, like, ball placement-wise, where is the ball supposed to go on a jump ball front corner of the end zone? Like, where he put it, right?
It's supposed to be on the outside shoulder. It was not on the outside.
Outside shoulder. Outside shoulder is out of bounds. He lands out of bounds if it's the outside shoulder. They're by the front pylon of the end zone. Outside shoulder, you're out of bounds then. It wasn't a back shoulder throw. Like, it was a jump ball. Also, Brett – how about the play to Quez Watkins in Denver? Well, how far was that?
And he, yes, put it right where it needed to be right, that like, time. Then how many times has he done that when he's had the opportunity? Not many.
Right, but the idea
and
that can't doesn't make any sense when we're talking about times it happens. Like the idea that Gardner Minshew is going to – do you think this receiving corps is good?
No, I don't think they're good.
I don't either. Like that's the problem.
I don't think they're as bad as they've looked, though.
Why? Jalen Reagor's because better? Obviously,
combined average receivers with sub to average.
No, they're not average, Brett. This is a bottom five NFL wide receiving group. Bottom five. Jalen Reagor's the worst receiver in the NFL. Jalen Reagor's the worst starting receiver in the league.
Okay. But here's the point, too. Again, you keep saying, like, people can elevate if they have the right people around them. And you keep protecting Jalen like he's – like, we still need to give him more time to show us he can throw the ball. Really? Do you really think that?
Of course. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
What do you think of Lamar Jackson? See, that's the problem. See, this is a fundamental problem that we have. We don't like this kind of quarterback, so you're never going to like this kind of quarterback. You know what I like? I like quarterbacks that can score points. I don't care how it looks.
I don't care either, man. If he's healthy and we can put him out there and let him run the ball down their throat, I'm good with that, Joe. But you act like there's no difference that it wouldn't be possibly better with a guy who has better arm talent being put on the field.
What
I
arm talent, Brett? Why? What arm talent does Gardner Minshew have? Why was he a sixth-round pick and traded for a sixth-round pick? This arm talent thing, like, who created this?
Why was Carson Wentz a first-round pick? And why was he what he became? Right. Why is he what he became?
Brett,
so you keep saying that like it makes, like every time somebody's drafted somewhere, it makes a difference. You've argued against this before.
No, but Carson Wentz does have arm. But you're
Why did Kurt Warner not get picked up by somebody before the Rams?
Why is Kurt Warner part of this discussion?
Because you're talking about, oh, because he's just been, you know, traded for a six-round pick. He can't have talent, and nobody can, like, everybody knows he's no good.
No. But okay, let's go.
Wait.
Kurt Warner was bagging groceries. Okay, this also the world was a lot different in 1998, where people could go fly under the radar. Brett, you said why was Wentz drafted number two? I used to rag on Wentz. Brett, it's pretty obvious. Carson Wentz has physical tools, right? I never ever said on this radio station that Carson Wentz doesn't have
physical arm tools.
Carson Wentz has an arm, right? Yeah, of course he does.
Okay, so that's my point. Is I'm saying that because.
But why do you think Gardner Minshew has one? Like, how many? Like, what are we talking about? If he had an arm, he had mobility, a good college career. If he had an arm, he would have been above a sixth round pick. Don't you agree with that?
Mostly, yes. I agree that normally that happens. But you have seen Tom Brady was a six-round pick. You're going to say, oh, it was 90s. I get that. Different world. Okay, not entirely. It wasn't like people were totally blind in the 90s versus now.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't argue with a Tom Brady point. I mean, you could just – it's like the trump card in an argument. Brett, I appreciate the phone call. I mean, Tom Brady was a six-round pick. Guess what? Here's a bold prediction for you. Gardner Minshew is not the next Tom Brady.
Yeah, but he has a chance.
He doesn't.
Does that make Jalen Hurts Drew Bledsoe?
Sure. Gardner Minshew's the next Tom Brady.
Why not? He's from East Carolina.
Right. Sixth round pick.
They just went to Washington State for a year, too, right?
Yeah. I mean, we could pretend we want. I just don't understand how the offense, which is now a run-based offense, in a week, and really not even a full week, because Gardner Minshew's taking some of the reps. So, like, what offense are they putting in practice this week? I imagine it's still the run-based offense with the hope that Jalen Hurts is going to be ready, and then they're just going to let Gardner Minshew do some of that and then, you know, maybe throw the ball a little bit more or whatever. But, like, this, they're not going back to the offense they ran in September that Tucker had mentioned where Jalen was throwing the ball more. I can't imagine that was the game plan this week.
No, I mean, and if it is, it'd be shocking because it took them having a 10-day rest period after the Thursday night game against Tampa Bay to even instill this offense.
Right. So
they can't decide on Thursday if Jalen Hurts' ankle was flaring up yesterday. Like, you know what? 72 hours? Let's just switch. I'm sure they still have those notebooks and stuff.
You think they use notebooks?
Don't they?
I would think it's all on tablets now.
I guess we have, like, a very hip coaching staff.
Yeah.
You know who I noticed uses notebooks? Our boss, Rod.
I did notice
that.
He
writes everything down.
What do you think about that?
I don't know.
We can be honest. He's not listening right now.
No, no one is.
Rod's use of notebooks, pro or con?
I think it's pro.
Down. Yeah?
I like it. I think it makes him seem organized, and it makes this more of a professional outfit.
So,
I mean, he doesn't wear hoodies every day like the last guy.
That's true. Do you use notebooks, or are you all electronic?
I used to when I started here.
I have a notebook. I write down important things I have to do, but anything that has to do with, like, day-to-day notes, like something I want to talk about in the show, I'll put in my phone quickly. Because sometimes it's hard to go get the notebook and get the pen out. That seems like a chore.
Yeah, like I have notes in my phone. But like I used to, like if I had to do the math on a break to know what time we had to go out, I would pull out a notebook and do the math.
Yeah, I feel like, I guess that is a pro for the coaching staff. They're using technology. Doug Peterson, notebook guy.
100% a notebook
guy. There's
no
question. Yellow pad or spirally binder?
No, he had a spiral.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. I don't know if he still does it anymore, but I know Angelo is a big yellow pad guy. When I used to do overnights and I was on before Angelo, I would notice he, because we used to have like a common area office that we would share, some of his yellow pads would be there. You could see his notes.
He's a big yellow page guy. Ray Dinger, huge legal pad guy.
To camera, not exactly Mr. Technology.
Rob Ellis, big note-taking guy.
Wow, is this radio station more still on the notepad side or than the electronic side?
I'd argue you could take all the computers out of the studio you're in right now. We wouldn't miss a beat.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could get by with just a pen and paper, but I do like to have some notes on an electronic version. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Tony on the cell. He is up on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Joe. What's up, bud?
How you doing, Tony? What's on your mind?
So, listen, let's face it. Gardner Minshew is the only guy that, of the names that have been thrown around that's really not being evaluated this year. I think the one thing I'll agree with you on, we pretty much know what he – to me, what he is, right? We know what he is. But, you know, to say that we also are evaluating Sirianni, right, this year?
Sure, yeah. We're finding out what we have with the coach, yeah.
Okay, so with that said, you know, aren't you just slightly curious to see what this offense will look like even with a guy like Gardner Minshew under center?
I mean, I guess there's a little curiosity. I just feel like I know already. Like, I know what Gardner Minshew is, and I know he doesn't have...
Yeah, I know what he is. I know we all know what he is, right? We should know what he is. But, again, this offense, I think in the first couple of weeks before Sirianni stubbornly kind of changed the offense to, well, I don't know if stubbornly or you're just a slow learner when it came to knowing what his assets were. But, you know, aren't you curious to see what a quarterback other than Jalen Hurts could look like in a Sirianni offense? Maybe the offense that started at the beginning of the season. You know, I've heard, and I don't watch the 22 tapes, and I don't know if you break them down, but I heard from a lot of people that break those tapes down over the course of those first couple of weeks that there was a lot of guys kind of wide open, and Jalen Hurts was just missing.
Yeah, so, I mean, I heard some opinions that way too. I don't watch them to the extent like some people do or break it down with film. But like, we all see highlights sometimes where he might miss a guy here or there. I guess there's a little curiosity, but I guess the way I feel is it's not going to look better, and I'm going to be unenthused when I see it.
I get it. But were you flip-flopping? Weren't earlier in the week you advocating Minshew, or am I wrong about that?
So what I said the other night was if Hurts is hurt, I think it just makes more sense to play him. It doesn't mean I think it's going to look better, but I don't want to put Hurts out there if he can't run.
No, and I agree with you because, honestly, you know, one of his biggest assets is his ability to be mobile, and if he can't do that, then he's just sitting duck back there, and it's going to look really bad. But my point is, like, you have a backup quarterback for a reason. Your starting quarterback, who is based upon his mobility, his really strength is his mobility. He can't run. Just say he's got a bad ankle. You put a guy out there, and again, he's not being evaluated, but Sirianni's being evaluated. So if this offense even has a glimmer of looking like a more cohesive unit where they can you can still run the ball with Minshew under center, you know, with your running game. You don't abandon that. But if he's hitting guys that are open and they're schemed open from Sirianni's offense, and listen, let me tell you something. If Sirianni can't, within a week, scheme an offense for a different quarterback, then shouldn't be coaching in the NFL. Because if you look through the history, even Chip Kelly had to adjust on the fly with Nick Foles, and Doug Peterson had to adjust on the fly from Carson Wentz to Foles. You should be able to have an offense, a semblance of an offense, in ready to go, depending on your skill, the players that you have on the center. I mean, it's a very – if you can't do that as an NFL coach, you shouldn't be coaching the NFL. Honestly.
Yeah, Tony, it's a fair point. It would be an indictment on him. Tony, you want to see if you could tackle my Jets-Eagles trivia question?
Sure, I'll take a shot.
All right, so the last time the Jets and Eagles played was in 2019. The Eagles won the game 31-6. It was here. It was the fifth game of the season for the Eagles. It was early in the season, 31-6, the Eagles won the game. Let's see how many of the guys you can name. Four Eagles scored touchdowns that day. Name them.
You know what, Joe? I'm not going to even take a stab at it. Honestly, I wouldn't even remember where to start right now.
All right, Tony.
I appreciate it. It's going to be a tough one, though.
I think it's tough. I saw it today. Tony, appreciate the phone call. I saw this today. I was like, no one's going to get this. I wouldn't have gotten it if I didn't read it. 215-592-9494. Four Eagles scored a touchdown against the Jets the last time these two teams played. It was only, 2 years ago? Yeah, 2019. Jets-Eagles here in Philadelphia, the fifth game of the season. Eagles won it 31-6. Here's the rule. We'll call him. We'll talk about Minshew and Hurts and would the offense be better with Gardner Minshew out there? Just don't look it up. Don't be that guy that looks it up on your phone and calls it and reels off the four names. We'll know. If off the top of your head you can reel off the four names, we'll know you looked it up. We'll see how many people can get some of these. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Doug Peterson was on John Clark's podcast. What did he say about the Eagles' decision to draft Jalen Reagor? You got to hear this, including Doug Peterson's very, very long pause at a question I don't think he wanted to answer. That's up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.